This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena.
Hi.
Up?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, so we're into week three now of our special New Zealand Music Month series on New Zealand albums for anniversary album. And today we're looking at the debut album from Cut Off Your Hands. Cut Off Your Hands. Come on. It's called You and I. It's turning 10, so it was released in 2008. And yeah, so just a bit of background about Cut Off Your Hands. Of course, they were formed in Auckland in 2006, and initially they were called Shaky Hands, and they were formed by vocalist Nick Johnston, who enlisted three others who he had been in a band called Nova Echo with, and they were Michael Ramirez on guitar, Brent Harris on drums, and 95BFM's own Philip Hadfield on bass. You might know Phil from his show on Tuesdays, Universal Harmony with Dr. Snickers.
Hi, Philip.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah, so then they found out, at another band in Portland had the same name as them, Shaky Hands, so they had to change their name because there were, you know, threats of lawsuits and stuff. So they picked Cut Off Your Hands, so it went from Shaky Hands to Cut Off Your Hands.
Yeah, well, they would have felt like their hands had been cut off.
Well, exactly, you know, the lawyers are coming.
If the lawyer's coming to cut off your hands.
Yeah. So
it's a Merchant of Venice shit.
So through 2006 and 2007, they released a series of EPs, singles, and they toured. It generated a very strong following, actually, before they sort of decamped to London to record their debut album, which was actually produced by the former Suede guitarist Bernard Butler. So that's quite a big get for them to have him produce their record. So in terms of the style, it's very much influenced by 80s sort of indie rock, jangle pop, post-punk, that kind of thing. So bands like The Smiths and Orange Juice, and, you know, lots of catchy melodies combined with like jangly guitar lines and nice harmony vocals, that kind of thing. And the album was a mixture of songs taken from these earlier EPs as well as new songs which they recorded for this album. So it was a bit of a mixture of what they'd done in the past as well as some new stuff as well coming in. So let's start with the opening track. And this track's called Happy As Can Be. And this, I think, sets the tone quite nicely for the rest of the album. It's very anthemic. A lot of the tracks on this album are very anthemic, quite good sing-along type songs. If you've gone to a Cut Off Your Hands gig, you know that the crowd get very much into it. And they're very good at connecting with the crowd musically through their music. So here is the first track on the album. It's called Happy As Can Be.
Yeah.
Lovely. That is Happy As Can Be by Cut Off Your Hands. I was just saying to Geneva how the melody of the verses in that song sounds very much like the Beatles track Please Please Me.
Oh, yes.
The beginning of the song, last night, that bit, last night, yeah, quite similar to that song. Interesting if it was an influence or not, I don't know, but yeah.
Probably.
So yeah, that's the opening track of the album. Now we're going to play track two, so we're going to go a bit of chronological order here.
Ooh.
And this track is called Expectations. Very mid-2000s sounding, this one. Lots of kind of oohs in the chorus and quite a thrashy backing rhythm guitar track. So, you know, all those essential indie rock elements that you heard in the mid-2000s. So here we go, Expectations.
Chit. Someone's calling us. Should I pick it up?
Yeah, pick it up. Go
hey, you're on air.
Oh, I didn't want to be on air, but
what's up?
Well, I don't want to be a killjoy, but you mentioned the last song sounded a bit like a Beatles song.
Uh-huh.
And I was hearing, come on, girl, let's go.
Mid-tix, well, that's
a fair, yeah, that's a good analogy there as well, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well,
mid-tix obviously were around about the same time as that, so yeah, interesting.
Like they said, I'm not crazy. Well, maybe crazy, but I'm not though. All good.
Cheers, mate.
Cool. Have a good day.
Cheers,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, fair point. And also, we just had a message in from Hunter, of course, Morning Glory host tomorrow, saying that the previous track we played, Happy As Can Be, featured in the video game FIFA 10, which is a pretty big deal as well. Of course, EA Sports FIFA 10 soccer game. Pretty cool.
Mean. And randomly, we're probably going to be able to talk to someone who is on set with Cut Off Your Hands right now, making a video. We'll play some more tracks.
We will, but we'll keep that in mind.
We'll keep that in mind and get
to
soon.
But right now,
soon.
We're going to play probably their most well-known track. It's just an anthem. It's a classic. It's track number 3 on the album. It's called Oh Girl. And yeah, here it is.
Kabuya.
Kabuya. Don't you think that you'd like to stay with me too? Because you can if you just take my hand. Come on, girl, I'm waiting here for you. Because you can if you just take my hand. You know that it's true.
That is Oh Girl, Cut Off Your Hands. Such a tune, such an anthem. Yeah, great track. Right now, we're going to go to track number 4, continuing in this chronological order we're going in right now.
Filipina coladas.
So this track is called Turn Cold, and very jangle pop sounding, this one. Lots of arpeggio guitar playing, strong harmony backing vocals, and yeah, continuing on the theme of a lot of the other tracks from this record. So enjoy, Turn Cold.
Kia ora, everyone. You're tuned in to Morning Glory with
Lovely
Geneva.
Stuff.
And this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Yes, it is. And this track called Turn Cold.
Yes, and that's by A Cut Off Your Hands. They're currently, actually right now, shooting a music video. And we have a special correspondent from 95BFM, Connor, who is hopefully going to call us in the next couple of seconds.
Come on, Connor.
Come
Where
on,
are you?
Connor.
Connor.
He,
Connor.
The thing is, he has to call us in order for us to be able to put him on air.
Yeah, we're having a bit of trouble with the
phones. And we're having a bit of trouble with the phones.
Morning.
But that's okay.
That is okay.
So this new song is called Live For Each Other, which sounds like quite romantic,
it
don't
does,
you think?
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Live For Each Other, which is what we all should be doing.
Oh, here he is.
Here we go.
Connor.
Come in, Connor.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
How you going?
How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Very
good.
Well.
live from the Cut Off Your Hands video shoot.
Yes. We are. I'm currently there. We're filming two. We filmed two videos over the last 3 days.
Two.
Also.
Wow.
What is this like? The Peter Jackson of.
Look at you.
Yeah. And I am actually in the video, and it is my car in the video as well.
The star. Oh.
Yeah. Well. I'm number three.
Oh, okay, number three. Right. So, are you on set at the moment?
Yes, I am. I'm literally standing outside where we're currently, as we speak, filming a new single called Live For Each Other, which is going to be on a new EP. EP is going to include Hate Somebody as well,
which came out already.
Yesterday we were down by Mission Bay. 2 days ago we were down by Mission Bay. We are filming a video called On The Sea.
Oh, makes perfect sense then.
Sorry?
It makes perfect sense you're at Mission Bay then.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. We were right up there and up at Bastion Point too.
Oh, nice.
The song is basically, the idea behind On The Sea was like it's a romantic song, two lovers starting out a relationship, but there's baggage and all that they're working through. And then this one is a bit more upbeat, Live For Each Other. That's the second single that's going to be released out of them all, and it's all about kind of friendship and unspoken bonds, and it's a real upbeat kind of tune.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time, Connor, and I hope you
You did a great A&R impersonation just then.
Yes.
Explaining everything.
And apologies to our listeners about the sound quality.
Yeah, yeah.
Very exciting news bulletin from Connor.
Yeah, just think of it as popcorn going off in the microwave.
Yeah, it's popcorn. It's 1,000 bubbles. Anyway, we're going to let you go, but have a good day, all right?
Awesome, you too.
Ciao.
And happy anniversary to Cut Off Your Hands debut.
Yeah, 2008.
Hey.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, catch up.
Kakite.
Right, so we're going to move on with the music now. And this is track 5. It's called It Doesn't Matter. And again, great harmony vocals, nice pop melodies on here. Just the perfect indie guitar pop song. Enjoy. We're back. It doesn't matter, but it does matter.
Doesn't matter, but it does matter, whatever. What's going on, team?
What's going on? Yeah, so that was It Doesn't Matter. So, reception, legacy, key topics, key things. The album came out, reached number 21 in the New Zealand charts, which is a pretty good effort for a new independent band, and was met with very positive reviews, both locally and internationally. Did get a lot of international attention, particularly in the British music press. Spin magazine, for example, called the album an impressive debut and a tsunami of galloping rhythms, lightning-charged guitar lines and choruses that immediately infect your brain. And I can absolutely agree with that. The very very infectious melodies and rhythms here. Despite this, they ended up losing their UK record label and ended up having to move to the US, where they just played about 150 shows in a year, actually, at one stage. But they lost a bit of a momentum, and then the guitarist left. They had to regroup a bit. And since then, they've kind of been sort of in and out of activity. They've released one more album, released some singles in the last few years. They played Laneway last year, they played The Other's Way in 2016, met with very good reception, very good crowds. In the process, as we've just found out, they're recording new music and they're making music videos, which is great.
Yes.
So we can expect some, as Connor was saying, an EP to come out hopefully in the next few months.
Because their first release in quite a while, what was it?
They released a track last year.
Yes.
Called, I can't remember what it's called, but it was a very good track. High Lows and Lower Highs or something.
No. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's real funky. It's a funky one.
A funky one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Yeah.
It was last year, wasn't it?
Oh, right.
Yeah, it had a very funky bass line. I really like that track.
Yes.
But as for this album, 10 years on, holds up very well, considered a late 2000s New Zealand indie sort of guitar pop classic. Very good debut album, and yeah. Thanks for the music. Cut off your hands. Hopefully we'll have some new tracks from you again soon.
Yeah, Shaka Bra.
Shaka Bra. So we're going to finish with another one of the good tracks from this record, one of my favourites. It's track number 9. It's called Still Fond. And another one of their more popular tunes. Yeah, enjoy.
Cuckoo.
We'll be
happy anniversary to that album.
Sorry. Happy anniversary.